where I have not won yet.
Nope. 2018, big zero.
Like what you say. Galvin, what line are you playing for?
I will win again today for line one.
Good morning. Who is this?
Morning. This is Chris.
Hi, Chris. Galvin's playing for you. Spanish?
Line three, please.
Good morning. Who is this?
Devin.
Kevin.
Evan. Devin. Kevin. Spanish is playing for you. Line six. Hi, who is this?
Hey, it's Brian.
And Brian, I'm going for the first win of 2018. I'm dedicating it to you today. Please hold on. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Joseph, Pap, all goes to McGuire is here for backup.
Spanish, can you do me a favor? Flip that pillow. That's really freaking me out.
Is it? Yeah. I love it.
It's really freaking me out.
No, leave it like
put
that.
Put it to the logo.
Turn it towards him a little.
No.
Make him stare at it.
Come on.
I want to put it on that seat in there.
Sit on it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I do now.
Your pants off.
I don't like that. All right, Carmen, what are we playing today?
Today we're going to play, can you name the A letter bands or musicians when given two of their famous songs?
Hey!
All right.
Pretty simple.
All right.
First one, Try Again, Rock the Boat.
Aaliyah.
Spanish. Dancing Queen.
Abba.
Galvin. Declaration of Rights. Seda Masagana. Declaration of Rights, Seda Masagana.
All right.
They're a reggae band, so I don't
we'll
know.
Tell you.
Yeah. Thunderstruck.
AC/DC.
Mike. All That She Wants, The Sign.
Ace of Base.
Mike. Rolling in the Deep.
Adele.
Mike. I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Aerosmith.
Spanish. Take on Me.
Uh-huh.
Mike. Alice in Chains.
Got it.
No one gets that point.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, no one gets that point.
Tell me.
Spanish. Yeah. We are halfway there.
The score right now, Galvin is in last with one. I am in second with two. And Michael is crushing it right now with four.
Here we go. First win of the year.
All right. A Horse with No Name.
America.
Yes, Mike. Heat of the Moment. Only Time
Asia.
Will Tell. Galvin.
Asia.
Like a Stone. Show Me
Audio Slave.
How to Live. Galvin. Summer of 69.
Adams.
Heaven. Yes, Mike.
Your last name, stupid.
Dirty. Genie.
Aguilera.
Spanish. What a wonderful world. Hello, Dolly.
Armstrong.
Yes, Mike. You Are My Destiny. Diana. Two separate songs. You Are My Destiny. Diana. Paul Anka. Spanish. We're on the last three.
The score right now, Galvin and I are tied in last with three, and Michael is winning by four with a total of seven.
I only got one. All right. Last three. Opposites Attract, Cold Hearted.
Abdul.
Galvin, Never Gonna Give You Up.
Astley.
Mike. And the last one.
I put a T in there.
House of the Rising Sun.
Animals.
Galvin.
Final score.
The final score. I was in last with three. Galvin in second with five. Mike crushed it with a total of eight.
I'm back. Yeah, like that.
I still have double votes, what you guys have.
Yeah, it's true.
I needed to just feel it out a little, get used to it, lube it up a little bit.
Much lube.
Who are you going camping with?
Some friends, you know.
I heard that answer already. I asked you more specifically. Who and where are you going camping is what I want to know.
We're just going down to Fort DeSoto. We have, a couple of campsites set up. There's like a fairly large group.
You didn't invite me to your camping
me
trip.
Me neither.
Because I know you hate camping.
Yeah.
No. I've been trying to get people to go
you
camping
go
forever.
Luxury camping.
Yes.
That's
called glamping.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't want to go.
Yeah. Luxury camping is different.
I want to sleep in sleeping bags with you and your band.
We're going kayaking this week if you want to come.
No, I don't do that. Wait, who are you going camping with?
Brett and Piper, Eric and Joanna, friends, you know, just...
Oh, so it's a couple.
Couples.
Okay. So who else then? No, so there was two couples, then you and...
Not Spanish.
Rose.
Not me, yeah.
Rose.
Blanche.
You and...
I'm going with
Virginia.
Peggy.
Yeah. So you are bringing a lady.
Gertrude is going to be my lady.
You and Bertha?
I didn't say that. That's not what's happening.
So you're not bringing a lady.
I didn't say that either.
I know. I'm trying to find out. In this couple's camping trip, everybody is a couple?
No.
Who's not a couple?
Me.
Just you.
No, I mean.
So he goes with two other couples, and then he bangs their ladies.
Oh, my God.
No, I think their guys bang him.
Okay.
Yeah. He's Joe. My wife and I were having a conversation yesterday about, she said she wanted a new diamond for her ring.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, we can do one sex thing of my choice per month.
What?
For 10 months, and I negotiated it up to 12 months. And then she said, and I go, what are the limitations? She goes, anything you want. And I went, and she goes, except threesomes. And I went,
You know what you should choose? You know what you should choose? Sex with another girl.
Yeah, I don't think that was a violation of the rules.
That's right.
Not a threesome, as long as she's not there.
Then she actually said specifically after she said no threesome, she goes, just between me and you. She said that. Because I was going to take Joe camping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, yes.
Okay, so it's like all couples and you.
No. There's a lot of people.
Who are the singles going?
He's single.
Maybe he's your brother. You can't bang
him. Well, that's true.
Right.
You know, there's just a bunch of other, you know, sort of band type people, you know.
So it's a friends thing.
Yeah, it's kind of a friends thing.
So, like, if you brought a girl. So if you brought a girl, nobody would be like, oh, Joe's got a girl here.
Not at all.
Who will be in your tent?
I'm not bringing a tent.
What are you going to camp in?
Well, the Glintzbockles have, like, a nice big camper.
Glintzbockles do?
Yeah, that is a great name, the Glintzbockles. What do they have, a giant tent?
What?
A giant tent?
No, they have like, a...
Oh, an RV?
Camper? Yeah, a big RV.
You know, the RV show is about to happen soon.
Ooh.
Yeah.
By the way, if ever there were a couple that should live in their RV, it should be the Glintzbockles.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so... They have an RV, so you're going to... So basically, you guys just don't want to be in your house.
Yeah, well, you're gonna go live in a house. Is like 5-10 minutes away. You know, it's right there. Yeah. So, you know...
I mean, why don't you just Uber and stay at your...
We could, but that's no fun.
So it's you, your brother, the Glockenspiels, Rowdy Piper.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Brett Can Sherman. I stay at your house?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Party Absolutely. At the house.
Because I'm going out tomorrow night, and Spanish is probably going to go out.
Party right? Party, yeah, I'm going to be there.
So I'll give you the key. Well, you bring him.
Yeah.
I mean, you're old. You don't lock the door. Just go in the front
sometimes
door.
Sometimes I forget, you know, not wandering around.
So you're going, now will you guys, will you drink at this thing? Will you get around a campfire?
Yeah, we're going to have a campfire.
That's how you die.
There's like 20 or 30 people going.
Joe wanders off into the fire.
That's right, yeah.
Wanders off.
Staring up at the sky.
You get so, like, the big thing with me is, my sister-in-law and my wife said the other day, I said something about, we were talking about Billy Joel, and I go, I'm going to be drunk that night. And both of them turned to me, and they were like, you're the exact same way when you're drunk. We can never tell when you're drunk.
Yeah.
You get so drunk that if you sat in a fire, I don't think you'd feel it.
Right.
Yeah, now let's talk about, like, there's drunk, when like, there's movie drunk when you see guys like, let me tell you something. That's not what I'm talking about. Joe just goes to a different plane.
Yeah.
His body is here, but his head is on another level.
But also, Joey gets Tony Montana drunk as well.
Yeah.
Where he gets this stance, where when he's talking to you, and he's like, he goes, come, I gotta tell you. And he's all leaning forward, all weird and stuff.
Yeah.
My favorite drunk Joe experience is when we were at the Safety Harbor Spa.
Yes. Oh, that was a good one.
And there was a piano player, a singer, and Joe decided he was going to go over and be part of the show.
Yeah. I was helping him.
I know you were. He needed help, yes.
It was so awkward. The guy's singing in the microphone, and then you just see this little head go next to him.
And start singing back up with him.
And the guy was like, what's going on?
I was harmonizing. I was helping him. You know?
I thought you did. You added to the show.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
that's
our show.
None of us would stop it either. We all just sat there and watched it and videoed it. It was wonderful.
Fantastic. And then you threw ice on that guy.
Mood
change.
Yeah. Well, that was
that wasn't your fault.
No, it wasn't. No. It really wasn't.
100% was his fault.
Yeah, totally.
It was totally.
No, full glass of ice. Just threw it up in the air.
Fake news.